When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, wow, we have a full house today and lots to do. And before we get started with anything, let's let you know everybody that's here. And, of course, as always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing on this 9/11 Sunday?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
All right.
But I'll twist that a little bit. Yeah. Yes, it is. We are remembering September 11th, but it's also National Grandparents Day. Yay!
So I choose to
focus on the positive.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. Great minds think alike, of course. You know, well, after all, Mike and I have been doing this for a long time. I don't know if we ever have officially become radio spouses yet, but we've been doing this a long time. Anyway, I had absolutely, you know, the same thinking in that I didn't want to let the spirit of the sentiment for 9/11 and the fact that, can you believe it's been 15 years already? And we, of course, want to honor that. However, I do try to keep Animal World all about balance and so forth. And I just have to say that since the year after 9/11 happened, the September 11th has had a much different significance for me personally. And I don't know, and I imagine many people out there. But it's nice to know. So it's National Grandparents Day today, huh?
It is.
Well, then, happy Grandpa Day, Grandpa. Because you are.
The reason I know that is when I walked out the door this morning, there was a little card sitting in my front door.
Oh. Yeah.
So somebody knew about it before me.
Uh-huh. Was this out from your granddaughter, perhaps?
It was.
Oh, how fun was that? So you got honored on National Grandparents Day, and happy grandfathering to you. Now, the other thing, because there's another big celebration going on today. Now, I said since after the last year of 9/11, because the year after it happened, I guess I have to say before going any further that I don't think I'll ever forget where I was, you know, that on that particular day. And I was living at my farm, and I'm not an early morning person, and I remember my phone ringing a lot that morning, and when I finally answered, it was my mother. Why didn't you answer your phone? You need to know what's going on. Turn on the TV, turn on the radio, and all of this. Of course, I turned on the radio, and at that point, Martha Norwalk's Animal World was on Como. And so I had my radio turned to Como and tuned to Como, and lo and behold, one of my radio colleagues at the time, who actually is now is still on Como, and it would be Tammy Michaels, who was the designer, and Tammy and I, you know, were on Como together for many. Actually, we started on KVI together, and then both moved to Como. At any rate, Tammy happened to be in New York City on that day and for business, and was in a hotel directly across the street from the Twin Towers. So she had the wherewithal to call Como, you know, from the room. And so she was on the radio giving a blow-by-blow description. And, oh, gosh, it, you know, it was pretty horrific. But, you know, a lot of the day we spent listening to Tammy and describing what was going on and, you know, and here, you know, when they fell and, you know, and people jumping out of the building. Anyway, it was really something else. So I don't know. I, for one, will never forget. And so I just wanted to know that we honor all who passed in that process and their families and hopefully all that we have learned from that situation. And I'm going to stop there before I say something I don't really want to say. So there we go. Anyway, the following year on September 11th, my beloved golden retriever Annie Golden was born. So she was kind of a disaster in and of herself. You know, I rescued her because she was so messed up temperamentally and so forth. But her birthday was September 11th. So from that point on, I had to work at making it a happy day for Annie Golden. Well, then Annie Golden passed. And of course, now I have my Robbie Golden. And guess what? He was also born on September 11th. So today is Robbie Golden's birthday. And so I was singing happy birthday this morning to Robbie Golden. So Nighthawks Out of the Blue, Christopher Robin is his official name, to all of us known as Robbie. And it's Robbie's fourth birthday today. So happy birthday, my Robbie boy. And that's what I choose to celebrate today. So, you know, I'm sure there are many also that have born or anniversary or whatever, you know, on September 11th. So there's a lot more that is significant today. And I choose to let us keep it positive. So then filling out the studios, because we've got full studios on each side of the glass here. I am, first of all, delighted beyond belief, because we also get to celebrate something else today. Kathy's back. Our associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is back in her chair. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey, we're so glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's really good to be back. I'm glad to have some sense of normal in my life again.
Yeah. And gosh, I was just so delighted to see you this morning, and you just look great. And
you're
bright and cheery, and maybe even more bright and cheery than normal.
There's a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah. So, of course, we've been keeping everybody in the animal world land here familiar with what's going on. And for anybody that may have missed, you know, Kathy's husband was attacked by a drunk fan at a Mariners game. What? How long has it been now?
It's a week and a month ago.
Okay, so a week and a month ago, and of course, we had serious brain trauma and was in Harborview and intensive care for a number of weeks and rehab stuff. And we just announced last Sunday that he was able to come home.
Right,
which is a huge step forward.
It is good.
So Eric is now at home and still recovering. And so, you know, how are y'all doing?
Well, you know, one day at a time. He's walking around and taking care of himself, and you know, it could have been a lot worse. And so I'm glad for that. He still goes for therapy 3 times a week at Harborview, and he's on a 24-hour watch, which means he can't be left alone yet. But
that's because the brain is still healing, and
exactly.
So it doesn't always make
things don't always click, right?
Right.
So,
but improvement all the time.
Yes.
All right. So all of your prayers and well wishes are still needed,
definitely.
We so appreciate. But anyway, it really gives us another reason to celebrate today.
It's true.
Because we have some stuff, not so pleasant stuff, we need to deal with also this morning, besides what day it is. And so it's really nice to have the good news that, that you're here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
And then also here today, now, you know, speaking of having to take care of people in our lives, our other call screener, Trina, is not here today because she's got a friend in Jeopardy who she's helping. However, my personal fountain of youth is in the studio with Kathy for the first time, and that, of course, would be... And I even know his last name now. How about that? Prescott Blum, correct?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And I have to say that... I don't need much of an excuse to turn back into a teenager, so I have to kind of keep a handle on it, because with Prescott here, he's just got such great teenage energy. But actually, and I sometimes people think, well, teenagers are not, but I'm so impressed, because Prescott, you are just still have it together for you know, I certainly didn't have it together when I was your age. The way that you do, and of course he's very interested in radio, so he's been excited to be able to work with Kathy and be here, and I kind of suspect that Prescott, you're going to be doing more of our call screening these days than your mom.
Yep.
and because she, being a mom, said, well, I'll gladly step aside so Prescott can get in there, and she's already admitted to me that you do a better job than she does. So anyway, I'm loving having Prescott's energy here, and it's just really nice to have both Kathy and Prescott. And I think Kathy is not going to be here for the entire show today, so you'll either talk to Kathy or you'll talk to Prescott, and know that they're both here. So anyway, it's great that everybody's here. All righty then, let's talk about what are we doing today. Well, it is Talk With Your Animals Sunday, and so that means here at the table with me is our very gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Darce.
Oh, good morning. I love the energy this morning. Everyone is positive and, you know, looking for all good things in the world. It's that attitude of gratitude.
Yeah. And of course, we have our little friends are in the studio with us here. I've been telling you for a couple of weeks or so that I had extra oomph in here, and we have the most oomph in here today that we've had in terms of energy discs and so forth. Mm-hmm. here, and so that really amplifies the energy.
It really does. It's palpable.
Yeah. Are you feeling that?
Yes, definitely.
I've been bringing them in gradually because I've had to get used to the energy because it's so powerful. But I'm really liking the energy already. So for the majority of the show, we will have open phone lines, and you get to call in for free readings with Darcy. And of course, you know, I chime in with what I get, and Darcy and I really enjoy working together because both of us are guided by St. Francis in our work with the animals. And so it's kind of funny how we both kind of get the same information at the same time.
Yeah,
and I'm either saying what she was going to say, or she's saying what I was going to say, and all of that sort of stuff. So it's really fun.
It's great validation, isn't
it? Yeah. So when it's time, now you can call in anytime, but we do have a number of things on my list that we need to chat about before we start taking phone calls. But you're welcome to grab a phone line anytime you want, as long as you want to hold on, or you can wait until it's time. I think it's going to be at least 9:30, if not 9:45, before we start taking phone calls. So that's just a heads up. I will give you phone numbers now, because if we get a lull in the action today and have an open phone line or two, we will do a missing link giveaway. If we don't, we won't. But, because we can't do a giveaway if we don't have phone lines to call in. And Darcy is obviously very popular. And of course, you can call in for a reading with Darcy. She can help you communicate with your animals here that are with you now, and find out details about them or information about them, or help resolve issues, problems, behavioral or physical sort of stuff. She's a very gifted medium and can help you communicate with your animal friends or human loved ones on the other side as well. And she also is just very good at intuitive answers and that sort of thing. So anything's pretty fair game. And so when you call in, we always have a good time with, you know, whoever you want to talk to. So if you want to jot down phone numbers, probably a good idea to do that now. So you have them handy when you're ready to call in. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Remember the one with that. Now, you can also send us an email while we're on the air that we will get here. Just send it in early enough in the show that we have a chance to print it out and read it. And the Animal World email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, that's not the best. If you want a reading with Darcy, that's not the best way to approach us here today, because it's really better if we get you on the phone and we can talk to you and connect that way, and then ask specific questions if we need to. But if it's the only way you can send in, you can do that, and we'll do the best that we can with that. Let's see, we will officially start the show in a few minutes here, shortly, but we've got a little bit of follow-up to do. We have some news to do. I've got a recall. I'll shoot for current events around 10:50 today, as I always do, but as you know, if you're a regular, I rarely get to it on time. So current events will be at the end of the second hour, or I'll cram it in sometime in the third hour, depending on how busy we are with the phones. All right, I think that that covers everything business-wise. So how about we start the show?
Let's do it.
All righty. And, of course, you say, well, we're doing pretty good. You know, it's only 16 minutes into the show when we start. Yeah, that's not bad. And we, of course, officially start the show by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, also guiding Darcy's work with the animals, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. Who is absolutely here with us today. We have a couple of little St. Francis prayers, a shorter one for our animal friends, a longer one for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So everybody's ready? We'll get started with the prayers. All right, this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. There we go with our prayers. Alrighty, so now it's time for the Peace Initiative. For anyone who has not joined us before on this, we have lots of Animal World listeners, I'm delighted to say, who are doing the Ananda Peace Initiative. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this prayer affirmation sequence at up to five times a day. And, you know, I always say thought directs energy, energy thought follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And this is powerfully, powerfully healing energy for the earth, which, you know, we really need at this time. So there's two affirmations. The first one, you repeat, and if you're going to do this at home as officially a part of the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, you repeat the first initiative for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And then the second affirmation you do three times. We do the radio version, which is we do each affirmation three times. And the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So if you're ready now, here's how it works. I'm going to say it out loud. If you're in a position where you want to say it out loud with me, you're welcome to do that. If you want to just say it silently in your head, That's okay too. And if you don't want to participate at all, then that's fine also. It's totally up to you. All right, here we go. First affirmation. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, now we are official and show is underway. How about that?
That's great.
Okay, now let's see. What shall we do next? Well, it looks like if one were to stay on time, that of course would be me, we would take care of advertisers right now because it's time to do that. So how about now that we're official and we're rolling, let's go ahead and do the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no us and we can't do these great shows. So let's listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are because Animal World continues. And remember, we're going to talk to Bamboo shortly. So Animal World continues. Darcy Parise Riso's in the house, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Missing Link supplements were created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for just about everything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and the senior formula, which has the great New Zealand green mussel in it. There is a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's a vegetarian formula that you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, a poultry formula for your city chicken people, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk with Your Animals Sunday. Darcy Pariso's in the house. We'll get to phone calls once we get everything else out of the way that we need to chat about ahead of time. Like I said, you're welcome to pick up a phone line, and that has started, but then you're going to have to be patient and wait until we are ready to start taking calls. But fine if you want to hang on the line. And once you're on hold, then you hear the show in your phone, so you won't miss anything. Alrighty then. You heard us talking during the break about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just have to say that leads me to one of the things I just wanted to tell you about. You know, Morley Venkatrow was in the studio with us the first Sunday of the month, and we were talking about the yoga program and so forth at Ananda, and we talked about the great class that they do twice a year, the Hatha Raja Yoga Intensive, and I had talked about the fact that I was really feeling pulled. I was so inspired by Morley. He is such a magnetic soul that I really wanted to try Hatha Yoga, which is the physical body posturing of yoga. I am a yogi and I do the spiritual aspects of yoga, but I've never done the Hatha or the physical yoga. And so I said I was going to do what I could to take this class, and that's on Thursday evenings at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. It's on Tuesday nights at the East-West Bookshop. But I was particularly excited because Morley and Haley from the Ananda Farm were teaching the Hatha part. And so I'm just letting you know that we had our first class last Thursday, and I'm so glad that I decided to repeat the Raja as well as doing the Hatha Yoga part. And I guess I hadn't quite realized, you know, how intense the physical yoga can be. I mean, I just absolutely loved it. And of course I'm just barely a beginner and getting started, but it was just a wonderful class. And we had one of the largest classes that they've had in years. And I was delighted when we got to the Raja part, the spiritual part of the class, that we actually had some Animal World listeners in the class that had heard Morley on the show and were there because of the show. So that was really cool. And we just had a grand time. So I'm just kind of rubbing it in, you guys. If you were thinking about doing this class and you didn't get around to participating, man, are you missing a great class. And I don't think you can join late. I mean, you could always call Ananda and find out. But they'll be teaching the Raja again starting in January. So the Hatha Raja Intensive, if you guys decide you want to do it. And just so you know, Morley Venkatrow, the director of the Ananda Yoga, Hatha Yoga program, and head of the yoga teacher training, which is also starting this week, I believe. He will be in the studio with us again next week. I'm really, really excited. He is such a magnetic personality, and he's going to do a radio version of his very popular class. What is the name of it? I don't want to tell you it wrong, so let me grab my... it is the Sacred Secrets of Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga class. And it's one of the really popular classes that Ananda does. And so it's going to be really fun to have him in the studio. And so it's going to be a really magnetic presentation, as always, when Morley's involved. So I hope you will join us next week for a really, really phenomenal show. We'll be educating and entertaining the human animal. And your animals can come along for the ride. So there you go, all about that. All right, so let's get one of the not-so-pleasant subjects out of the way. It's been a while, but we have a recall this week. Okay. And this happens to be, I don't mention this phone, this food often on the air because I just don't have that an opportunity. But I was very involved with this company when these foods came out, and they are phenomenal products. So I was sorry to see this, but addiction pet food recall, an addiction of the wonderful foods out of Australia, New Zealand, and the phenomenal veterinarian that formulated these novel protein foods. They are really high quality and great foods for rotating and for animals that have endocrine immune imbalances. Two of their canned foods are being recalled, and this is due to the recall was initiated by FDA, but it's volunteer on the part of addiction and addictions testing. So they also, it was a co-kind of initiation here because of elevated levels of vitamin A and a slight variance in calcium phosphorus ratios in this particular canned food. So two of the really great canned foods, the Addiction New Zealand Brushtail and Vegetables canned dog food. And the this is why the novel protein, the brushtail, is a New Zealand rodent that, you know, they have too many of. So they're volunteering to be food for our dogs and cats, and it's a really great novel protein. But anyway, the New Zealand brushtail and vegetable canned food, we do have UPC codes and lot numbers. The expiration date is December 2018. The other one that's been recalled is the Addiction New Zealand Venison and Apples canned dog food. And it's the 13.8-ounce sizes, and it also has an expiration date of December 2018. Now, I'm not going to read you the UPC codes and the lot numbers and all that kind of stuff. I did post this announcement from Food Pet, from Susan Thixton, and her website is what set out the announcement. So that is up on the Animal World Facebook page. By the way, you can find us on Facebook these days, and boy, post a lot of great stuff up there. And give us a like while you're there. But it'll be a few posts down because I posted it last night, so it wouldn't be way down in the line. But the addiction recall is posted on the Animal World Facebook page with the lot numbers. And you could also go to Susan Thixton's website and get the information from there as well. And if you can't get it any other way, you could give Prescott a call here on the show, and he could, you know, and here Kathy will come and run in here and get a copy and can give you the information if you feed addiction canned food. But if you do, take it back to wherever you purchased it. Okie doke. All right, so let's have in between not so pleasant stuff. I just have an animal TV update. I got to tell you, there's a lot of new animal TV programming on Animal Planet right now, and it seems to be all about vet shows right now on Animal Planet and Nat Geo Wild. And I still have rediscovered The Incredible Dr. Pohl on Nat Geo Wild, and I still love that show. I still love him. I love him. He's kind of an old school country vet and treats all kinds of animals and a big heart. And yeah, it's not always state of the art classic veterinary medicine, but it works, and I love him. So he's on Saturday evenings on Nat Geo Wild. Now, also on Saturday evenings, my favorite shows are on hiatus at the moment. That would be My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy and Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, who I have to say, Dr. Jeff, that's my favorite veterinary show on TV, specifically because he's a phenomenal vet, has got a great practice going in Denver, Colorado, treats all kinds of animals, but his heart is so in the right place, and he gives so much away, and no one gets turned away at his practice. In fact, they get referred to him from all over the state. He's a phenomenal orthopedic surgeon, and he does surgeries for practically nothing. You could be homeless, not have any money. Doesn't matter. If you love your animal and you're responsible, take care of them, then they will treat your animal. And it just is really a wonderful lesson for everyone. Now, they're also, but they're on hiatus as well. now running on Saturday evenings is Dr. D, the Alaska vet. She's really good. That's a great show. Now, there was a new show on at 9 p.m. last night, and it's called Super Vet. And, oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal. It was really an amazing show. And it's a veterinary referral practice, specialty practice out of England. I missed the first 5 minutes, so I've got to go back on demand or something and watch the first 5 minutes, but it was really, really great. And they're a referral practice, which means, you know, other vets send them complicated cases. It was mostly orthopedic stuff last night, but there was one case of an orange tabby cat that had been caught in some kind of a wild animal snare and was in danger of losing its rear legs. And they were very infected and all of that. And so they were referred to this referral practice. And the cat had already had a number of surgeries, and they were trying to save at least one of the legs. And they did surgery again. And after the surgery, I have never, and you know, I worked in veterinary, as a veterinary technician in veterinary practices for almost 20 years. I have never, ever seen anything like this. This cat died. After F surgery, reaction to the anesthetic and all of that, on discovery, unfortunately, one of the techs was right there, rushed it right in, and the team went to work. And like I said, I have never, ever seen anything like this. It was truly miraculous. This veterinarian did not give up, and this team did not give up, and they did everything to resuscitate this cat, and this cat was dead. And then the vet said, there's only one more thing that I can do, and they cut a little hole in the chest. He put his finger in there. He did open heart massage with his finger in the and then with the epinephrine and all that stuff, you know, that everything they're doing. Oh my gosh, they brought this cat back. And then he's got his finger in this cat's chest, and he says, I can't just pull it out. Cats, you know, the chest will fill with air and all of that. So I had another surgeon glove in and had to sew up the cat's chest around his finger and then get all the sutures ready to go, and then all of a sudden pull it out and close it up. And they did, and by golly, this cat not only lived, but I mean survived and did great. I mean, I was in tears along with all of them. I mean, it was, if you didn't see that show, go to Animal Planet or On Demand or something and watch. It's Super Vet, and it was on at 9 p.m. last night, and I'm sure they'll probably be repeating it on Saturday evenings. And then there was another show that I've not seen before called Animal ER. And that was on after the Super Vet, and that was a very similar show, only here in the States. Now, of course, with the Super Vet, it's in England, I think, because everybody has British accents and so forth. And it really is state of the art. I mean, you won't have any veterinarians turning these guys in and complaining, because it's really state of the art veterinary medicine and very expensive. In fact, so the downside of that on this Super Vet show was there were some of the owners of the animals were talking about how incredibly expensive it was, you know, to save their animals and do these surgeries, and that they kind of just, you know, do what they have to do if they can. But we're feeling, you know, kind of sorry for those that couldn't afford this kind of veterinary care. Now, to be fair, they did have a severely injured rescued greyhound brought in, and because it was a rescue, they did the surgery for free, so that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. But there was no, like Dr. Jeff, okay, you know, you can't pay the thousands and thousands, well, we'll do it for this amount and you can make payments. So for, there was none of that going on, and I was a little concerned. And then one of the cases was a bone cancer in a leg with a dog, and they scanned everything to so they could, to the best of their abilities, determine that they couldn't find cancer in any other part of the body, so it was worth amputating the leg and so forth. But there was no talk of, oh, because then they, after the surgery, they got the biopsies back and stuff, and of course it was a very invasive and rapidly spreading, metastasizing type of bone cancer. So the people were told that it probably, even though we didn't find it on the scans, it probably has metastasized and we don't know how long the dog has to live and da-da-da-da-da. But there was no talk about what could be done to support this dog and help his immune system fight the cancer and all of that. Was like, call Dr. Bill! Call Dr. Bill, I'm saying to the TV. This dog needs red label immune tabs. At the very least, there's a lot that can be done supportively. And then I was kind of thinking, well, it is a referral practice, and kind of sometimes, like in a referral practice here in the States, the way it works is the veterinarians that are referred the case for a specialty thing, they only do their specialty thing, and then the animal goes back to their regular practitioner, so they don't want to step on toes, and there's this ego sort of thing involved that they have to be careful about what they do or don't. So I kind of thought, well, maybe nothing was mentioned about other things that could be done for this dog to help him live longer. Maybe that's because that would happen at the referring veterinarian's office and so forth, but it didn't happen. So there was a couple of those cases where also some lameness issues and so forth that I was thinking, man, those dogs could use Dr. Nels.
Yes.
Okay, so I was thinking Dr. Nels, I was thinking Dr. Bill and his great immune support and all of that. So, you know, we really are doing some cutting-edge stuff here and some great things here locally in our area with the practitioners we have that they aren't even doing on these state-of-the-art veterinary shows. So there you go.
We do. We have some amazing practitioners, and you seem to find all of them and bring them in.
Well, yeah, I hope so. And at any rate, I'm going to tell Dr. Bill about this Super Vet show and so forth because, you know, these people, they really need to know about the immune tabs and so forth and the work that's being done there. So anyway, but great show, Super Vet. That's on Animal Planet Saturday evenings too. So there we go. That's all of that. All right. So the last thing we need to talk about. Okay, I'm looking at the time again. The last thing we need to do before we can get into Talk with Your Animal Sunday and start taking phone calls. Because people are taking advantage of and grabbing these phone lines while they're open. There's still one line open for you if you want to grab that. We need to talk about Bamboo, our beloved elephant friend at the Oklahoma City Zoo, and everything that's going on with that. And I asked, Darcy and I have not talked about this together, so she doesn't know what I'm getting. I don't know what she's done, but I asked her to tune in and talk to Bamboo before the show and all of that, so that we could then share with you what's going on from Bamboo's perspective. So let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Stay on time. We'll come back. We'll share with you what we can from Bamboo, and then we will get to our phone calls. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Darcy Parizo straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Parizo, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Parizo, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, and for that I say thank you. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk with Your Animal Sundays. Darcy Pariso, gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master, is in the house, and when we get done talking elephants here in a moment, we're going to get to your phone calls and free readings today with Darcy. We'll be here till noon. Alrighty, so the last thing on our list here, Darcy, of course, is bamboo, and for anyone, you know, that doesn't know or hasn't been caught up, you know, Bamboo and Chai were our Woodland Park Zoo elephants, and there was a huge effort for many, many years here in this area by the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and Aline Forcane to get Bamboo and Chai moved to a sanctuary. Did the very best we could, but I have to disappointed to say that Seattle's mayor and the city council really blew it and dropped the ball and didn't have the courage to stand up and do what was right for our elephants. So they were spirited out of town in the dead of night, and it was an ugly situation. Anyway, they were transferred to the Oklahoma City Zoo, where the hope was on the part of the zoos that Bamboo and Chai would integrate into the herd, which of course we all knew was never going to happen, because Bamboo doesn't get along with other elephants, and Chai was the only elephant friend in her whole entire life, and they had tried to integrate her with other elephants for her entire life. Didn't happen. Why they thought it would happen now, I don't know. They're still holding on to that belief. Anyway, didn't take too long for Chai, the two elephants, to begin deteriorating, and there are some suits pending and USDA complaints and stuff pending on behalf of Chai, because she lost well over 1,000 pounds, had 25 abscesses in her body, none of which were treated. Then she ended up with a systemic body infection and the active herpes stuff, and she died. The Oklahoma City Zoo, of course, is saying, oh, well, there were no signs. This was totally unexpected. Well, once they finally were able to pry the records away from the zoo, because they did their best to try not to produce them, even though they legally had to, shows that was not the case. There was a lot going on that just wasn't dealt with. And I, of course, at the time said, well, of course, we all were concerned about the baby elephants that were at the Oklahoma City Zoo, because Chai is a carrier of the herpes virus that killed her baby, Hansa. Well, okay, so not only has Chai died, which very, very concerning to me, because Chai has been the only friend elephant that Bamboo's ever had. So Chai's now gone. Now, then the baby elephant, one of the baby elephants at the Oklahoma Zoo has also died since our elephants have gone. And guess what she died? Guess what this baby died of? The same herpes virus that killed Hansa, Chai's baby that Hansa carries and who had an active infection of. And the zoo is saying, oh, well, there's no connection here. Oh, come on, give me a break. Anyway. Now, so the concern now, of course, is for Bamboo, because as I said back after Chai died, I wouldn't be surprised if bamboo followed the same path as chai. And at any rate, so now with the forcing of records to be released and so forth, we do know that bamboo is going down a similar path. Now, Oklahoma City Zoo says everything is fine and bamboo is integrated into the herd. Well, we now know that bamboo has been attacked a number of times. An elephant bit off 2 inches of her tail, and her tail's been bit a couple of times. Her trunk has been injured. Bamboo has attacked one of the baby elephants and shoved her into the hot wire. And these confrontations between the elephants have gone on and off for the whole time she's been there. They're not stopping. So she has not integrated effectively into this herd. This is not normal herd behavior for elephants. They may say everything is normal. Well, this may be the way that when elephants are forced to be with each other in a very close environment, what's normal, but it certainly isn't normal elephant behavior. And what I was appalled to learn out of the disclosure of these documents and record keeping is that bamboo has lost 1,200 pounds since she's been at Oklahoma. So that's where we are now. If you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, you can also go to Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Facebook page. All of this information is posted on our Facebook. You'll have to scroll down to last week, a week before last, on the Animal World Facebook page. But you can find all of the information on Facebook and what's going on. And Care 2 has a petition going because there is now a Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants organization that has formed. And they've got this petition going, and there's a big effort now going on in Oklahoma to get them to shut down their elephant exhibit like we were able to do here in Seattle, and to move all of their elephants to sanctuary. The petition is specifically to move Bamboo, because if they get her out of there soon enough and to the Tennessee sanctuary, she could live, you know, she could have some pleasant years left of her life. So that's where we are, and I promise, since I updated you on all of that last week, that when Darcy was in the house, we'd see what she's getting directly from Bamboo. So, Darcy, you said you had an opportunity to talk with Bamboo. So, what did our beloved girl have to say?
I did, Martha. I talked with her last night at length, and I'm tuning in today to see if there's anything she wants to add. But I asked her if I had her permission to send her Reiki and if I could work to clear her energy. And she said yes, that she appreciated that. So I did that. And she showed me that, well, I'm just going to go right into her energy now, but what I saw last night and I see again is, it's like there's this weariness in her bones, in her body, and she used those words. Her phrase was that she has a sadness in her that, like, how did she say this? Has a sadness that cuts through her bones.
Mm.
And this weariness. And when I asked her about the sanctuary and how she was feeling, and did she know when she incarnated that she'd be in captivity and have these kinds of experiences, you know, what could she share with us? And she's telling me now that she's reflecting. She's got one leg in each world, and that Chai is with her, comforting her, and she... It would be so much
so
easier
one,
for
one
her.
So one were foot here in the physical, and one in the astral with Chai.
Yes.
Okay. So,
and Chai is comforting her and helping her through this time. And it would be so much easier just to leave and to let go. And I mm-hmm. asked her if she would go to the sanctuary, and she says that she has a glimmer of hope. And today she's a little more optimistic than she was last night. Today she's saying that this glimmer of hope is about 25%, but it vacillates. It depends on the energy that's around her also, because there are times where she just feels like she is, you know, so low, and there's that aggressive energy around her. And sometimes it's more neutral, but often there's, you know, that aggressiveness.
So how is she feeling? I mean, obviously, Chai was her only elephant friend, and it's wonderful to know that Chai is still with her.
Yeah.
And of course, I know that. But How does she feel about the other elephants there at Oklahoma?
She's viewed as a foreigner. That's her words. So she said, I'm the foreigner, and she doesn't feel accepted. There are some that are neutral that really don't weigh in, like they don't care one way or the other, but there are some that just view her energy as not compatible. But somewhat puts that out also because, you know, it's not a good fit. I mean, it goes both ways.
So you don't see her, that group of elephants all of a sudden saying, oh, you're part of our family.
No, I don't see that at all, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's the other part that I didn't say. Because the fact that they're not getting along, Bamboo is ending up being isolated and locked in the barn for most of the time, which, of course, is what happened to her here in Seattle,
yeah.
too.
In a way, that's a safety valve for her, though. She almost likes having that time, and I mean, to some extent,
she also would prefer to be confined and separated because at least she's safe that way.
Yeah, it's not that she wants to be confined, but it's better, and this is why she's doing so much reflecting, and she's talking about that she looked over her life and she knows that she knew before she came in that she was going to be among humans and also other animals, and she was going to be helping in some way. She didn't know, of course, it was going to play out like this. Had no idea. And she said that she's, you know, changed so much in this life, and she has seen a lot of love and compassion from people, and that she is really, really grateful for that. And, you know, being able to have her voice be heard today, and you, you know, going to bat for her and spreading the word.
So she's aware that there is a huge group of humans on this planet that don't condone the way she's being treated, and that we're doing our best.
She sees her release
to sanctuary and to educate humans all over. She is serving a great purpose.
And I want to urge people to continue to send prayers and send love to her, because she very much feels that, and that really helps her. I don't know that she's going to stay here. If she could go to the sanctuary, you know, that would be wonderful. I think that she could step up and do it. But right now she's saying, you know, maybe 25%, but she's just... She feels pretty broken down.
Because my sense from the beginning, and especially since Chai passed, is that Bamboo would do exactly the same thing and leave.
It would be easier for her.
Yeah. So she's in that process now. Would you agree? I mean, because that's what started with Chai. She lost well over 1,000 pounds, and you know the zoo just kind of said well. And I haven't seen any evidence that Bamboo has the abscessing and stuff going on, and I think that's what led to the systemic infection that Chai had. And then, of course, with the depressed immune system and her body shutting down, that's when the herpes virus took over and got active again. But I'm personally shocked at the dishonesty from the Oklahoma City Zoo and the powers that be there, and whether they can be so have such blinders on that they truly believe there's nothing wrong with Bamboo and there was nothing wrong with Chai before. I mean, how they can say this, that this is normal behavior and she's integrating and that everything's fine where she's lost over 1,200 pounds, how they can be saying that there's not a problem. I just don't get that.
There are people directly involved with Bamboo that know elsewhere. There are reports, there is information around this, and she knows there are people that understand what she's going through. They see it, and it breaks their heart, and they're sending her love, too. So she does have support, and this group in Tennessee that's trying to get her to go to the sanctuary, she feels all that, and she feels like 75% of her just, you know, it would be so much easier to leave, and Chai is there. But this 25% with this, what she calls this glimmer of hope, the aspect that's behind this is if she were to stay and go to that sanctuary, she has some more work to do. And she can choose to do it here or on the other side. It can be either way. Mm-hmm. So that's what she's kind of weighing in on. You know, is this going to happen here or there? Because it can take place either way. And she reminds me that there's a lot of animals as well as people that are leaving at this time on the planet. You know, this different energy that we're in.
Well, and there, Dr. Nell started a new Facebook page, a spirit connection page for his clients and friends and there was a bunch of posting going on that yesterday of all the animals that are leaving right now. A lot of animals dying. Yes. Have you experienced that as well?
Very much so. Very much so.
What do you think's going on?
It's this new energy, and the animals say that they can choose to be in it and go through it, but it's actually easier to do it back on the other side, and they get the lesson either way. And because they're trying to always help, you know, other animals, humans, and the planet, that often they can do an increased effort or like a stronger effort energy when they are on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And it's the physical body that can dampen down their efforts.
All righty. Well, of course, you have confirmed all that I've been getting as well, and just the important folks of staying on top of this, prayers and energy to bamboo constantly, and to support this Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants. Now, we need to give all our energy to them so they can make progress in Oklahoma, get this exhibit shut down, get all of these elephants off to sanctuary, but especially we need to get Bamboo out of there, because if we don't, she's going to take herself out of there.
Yes.
And so we need to give her more hope. And so if you haven't signed the Care to petition, petitioning the Oklahoma City Zoo to send Bamboo to the Tennessee Sanctuary, you need to get online and sign that. You can find a link to it on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. Just scroll down until you find it. Or you can go to Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephant on Facebook. I believe you can also go to Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants on Facebook. But in one of those places, you'll find it. You need to sign it, send it around, spread it. And we need to help Oklahoma wake up and do the right thing for
yes.
these elephants.
And it takes a minute. It's your name and your email address. It really just takes a minute.
Yeah. So we will. That's all the time we can devote to this today. Apologize to everybody on the phone, but hang in there. We're going to close out hour number one. We'll quickly fire up on hour number two, and then we're right to the phones, and we'll stay with the phones until we get everybody taken care of. One line open if you want to pick that up, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.